The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On The Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Well, on paper, my life seemed great. I had a dream job, swanky apartment, and a loving girlfriend, but I don't know what it was. Something felt off. So I decided to quit my job and travel the world, bringing only my passport, a small backpack, and my enormous, enormous trust fund. My coworkers were shocked, but I don't expect everyone to get me. I'm a free spirit whose father owns a South American rubber empire. So, classic me, I set to work throwing out most of my possessions. Think about it, you don't need to own a lot of stuff to be happy. And also, in the backpack I was carrying was millions of dollars. Oh, I wish you guys could have been there. My first few months roaming the world were life-changing. I'm talking every day I updated my Instagram with photos of my favorite sites. Me taking a selfie in front of a pink wall. Me taking a selfie in front of a gray wall. Me taking a selfie in front of a mirror, which is basically infinity selfies. My hand lightly resting on a cafe table near an early edition of On the Road, with the pages creased just a little bit to make it feel like I had read it, but I hadn't opened it yet. And I can't believe I'm sharing this with you, but I want you to feel what I felt. One time, outside the train station of a small fishing village, I met a humble man named Gribo. He sold flowers and various cheap trinkets for a living. Gribo was happy to open up to me about his life, his losses, his loves, as long as I kept buying roses. And not the cheap ones, Gribo said, because I was a man of stature. Intrigued by our easy chatter, some of his friends wandered over to join the conversation. All of our superficial differences soon melted away. Like when you melt gold to mold into a new necklace that says your name. As I left town, I cast one final glance back at Gribo. One of his friends playfully tossed him to the ground and thumbed his eyes as the other snatched all the money I had given him. I couldn't help but smile. It felt good to make a difference in the lives of these simple, simple people. And now that I'm thinking about it, I'm not quite certain his name was Gribo. Listen, maybe this no reservations lifestyle isn't for everyone, but don't worry about me. You know, whenever I start to get homesick, I just remember the old rat race and I go, ugh, all those bleary-eyed suckers packed into a subway cart like sardines, going to their lousy jobs to afford useless things like rent and health insurance and student loan payments. See, that lifestyle isn't for me. Maybe I'm just a crazy dreamer who also gets a monthly no-strings-attached $60K deposit into my checking account, but I won't be tied down so easily. His name definitely wasn't Gribo.
Why I Quit My Job to Travel the World, A True Story, or Not, by Joe Vikes from The New Yorker's Daily Shouts column. It was performed for us by Ben Schwartz.